So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Benois Lavcha Natlu, Vishahoyi Bechar Natlu Shnei Chalakim. The Benois Lavcha had received an additional portion because their father Tzlavcha was a firstborn son of his father Hefer, and he got a double share in his father's portion there to Israel, which was then inherited by his daughters. The Gemara asks, Vamai Rohu, why was Tzlavcha entitled to the double portion of a Bechar? Since Hefer died in the Midbar, the land was never actually in his possession. It was merely bequeathed to him because he was from the Yoitz in Mitzrayim, and Ve'ena Bechar Nitl Baro Kibamuchzik. A Bechar was entitled to a double portion only the assets that were in his father's possession before he died, but not in those assets that only came into his father's possession after he died. The Gemara explains, Amar Rabba, Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. As the Rashbam explains, the land of Eretz Yisrael was considered already in the possession of the Yoitz in Mitzrayim. As the Pasuk states, "Benasati ois lechem mayrasha kolaymer, anina sati lechem yerusha." As Rashbam on Amud Beis explains, the word lechem to you indicates that the land was given to the Yidden while they were still in Mitzrayim. And the Gemara proceeds to explain that this was actually Moshe Rabbeinu's doubt regarding the claim of the Benai Salafchad. As the Brisa states, Reb Shimon Hashikmoini Oimer, Yudeyaha Moshe Rabbeinu shebenai Salafchad yerushayzain, Abaloha Yudeyim noitlis chelik b'chayrim lav. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Benois Lavchad are entitled to inherit their father's portion. However, he was not sure whether Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi, and they are also entitled to their father's double portion of Bechayre because it's considered Muchzik, or Eretz Yisrael La Muchzekesi, and they are not entitled to their father's double portion of Bechayre because it is Ro. And the suffix was based on the Pasuk, V'nasati ois lechem meirasha ni Hashem. Does the word meirasha also mean Yerusha, inheriting from others? And this teaches Yerusha hilechem ma'abaisechem, the Yidden who left Mitzrayim, already inherited the land from the Abbas, and therefore Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. Or the word Meirasha does not mean Yerusha inheriting, but only Shemirishin Ve'enon Yerushin. The Yidden who left Mitzrayim will only bequeath the land to their descendants, but they will not actually inherit this land, and the Pasuk foretells the future that the Yidden who left Mitzrayim at age 20 will not enter Eretz Yisrael as a result of the Miraglim, and therefore Eretz Yisrael La Muchzekesi. Hashem replied to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nasan titlem achuzas nachlo begeimer, vavarta nachlas avien lohen. As the Gemara explains in the previous daf, vavarta zuchelik bechayra. The word vavarta refers to a bechayr, as the Pasuk states elsewhere regarding bechayr, vavarta kolpetarechem. Therefore, my Rasha teaches both Yerushalachem aveisechem and my Rishon ve'enon Yerushon. The Gemara now elaborates on the incident of the Benai Slavchad. The Pasuk states, vatamana lefnei Moshe, lefnei Elazar, kain, lefnei anasim, mechala edom. The Gemara asks, "Efsha amdu lefnei Moshe, v'lo'armel en dover, v'amdu lefnei hanasiim b'chala eida?" If the Benai Slavchad first approached Moshe Rabbeinu and he had no answer, why did they then go to all the others who were merely students of Moshe Rabbeinu? They would certainly have no answer. The Gemara offers two answers. Rabbi Yeshia says, "Siris hamikra v'der sheu." The pasuk was written in reverse. It must be read as follows. They approached Moshe Rabbeinu, and before that they had approached Elazar, and before that they had approached the Nasiim. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Beveis haMedrash haYeishim v'holchu v'amdu lehen lefnei kulan." They were all in the Beis Medrash, and the Benai Slavchad presented their claim to Moshe and Elazar and the Nasiim all at once. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Eliezer holds chalkin kavi l'tamba b'makom harav. One may show respect to a student in the presence of his Rebbe. Therefore, the Benai Slavchad presented their claim to Elazar and the Nasiim even while their Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu was present. While Rabbi Yeshia holds ein chalkin kavi l'tamba b'makom harav. One may not show respect to a student in the presence of his Rebbe. Therefore, the Benai Slavchad approached each one separately when their Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu was not present. The Gemara concludes with the following distinction in Rebbe Elazar's opinion. The Palag Le Rabbe Yikra Chalkin Kavod LaTamba B'Makom HaRav. Only if the Rebbe previously showed respect to this student, another person may also show respect to the student while his Rebbe is present. Because Vadei Nichalei Sheichalko Lo Gam Achem Kavod. The Rebbe wants all others to also show respect for the student, and Moshe Rabbeinu Palag Yikra L'Chol Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu showed respect to all the Yidden. However, the Loi Polig Le Rabbi Yikara in Chalkin Kavod LaTamba B'Makom HaRav. If the Rebbe did not previously show respect to this student, another person may not show respect to the student while his Rebbe is present, because this detracts from the Rebbe's honor. The Gemara proceeds with a Braisa. Tana Benai Slavchad Chachmani Yasein Darshani Yasein Tzidkani Yasein. The Benai Slavchad were clever, learned, and righteous. Chachmani Yasein Shalafi Shad Dibru. We see that the Benai Slavchad were clever because they waited for the right opportunity. Moshe Rabbeinu was discussing the mitzvah of Yibum. If a person dies without leaving children, his brother is obligated to marry the widow. However, if the person had daughters, even though he had no sons, there is no chiyuv Yibum, because the Pasuk states, Uven ein loy ayin alav, seek out any children. Upon hearing this, the Bnei Slavcha said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Im keben anu chashubin, t'na lanu nachla keben. If daughters are considered successors of their father regarding Gibum, then we are entitled to his inheritance. Im lav, t'sab mimenu. And if daughters are not considered successors of their father, and we are not entitled to his inheritance, then our mother should be obligated in Yibum because our father had no sons. Meyad v'yikrav Moshe's mishpatin lefnei Hashem. Moshe presented this question before Hashem. Darshani Yasein. We see that the Bnei Slavchid were learned because they stated ki ein loy ben, which implies ilu ha'ila ben loy dibarnu. If our father had a son, we would not have made our claim because they were aware of the halacha of ben kaidim. Only if there are no sons, a daughter inherits her father's assets. But if there are sons, a daughter does not inherit her father's assets. Tzidkani Yasein shlei nisu el lahaginlan. We see that the Bnei Slavchid were righteous because even though they were permitted to marry to any Shevet, as taught in the next daf, they chose to marry only their cousins who were from the same Shevet.